In the name of God, Creator, and of the Word, Jesus Christ, Son of God, and the Holy Sanctifier, Spirit of God, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your presence, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. I am certain that many of you are familiar with the parable of the prodigal son. It is a beautiful story. Sometimes she or he might call himself the prodigal one in the family. Jesus told three parables. If you noticed, the text starts with verse 1, 2, and 3, and skips to verse 11. The first two parables were very short. The third one was like a sermon of Jesus in response to the Pharisees and scribes who criticized him for associating with the tax collectors and sinners. He depicts three characters in the parable: the father, the younger son, and the older son. Jesus uses a well-to-do family in this parable. It seems like a perfect family with two healthy boys, has land, property, and money that upholds the status of respect and honor in the community. The younger son asked his father for his share of inheritance because he wants to go and find his fame and fortune. Some fathers would be very angry, but not this one, a very understanding, kind, and loving father. I can just see the father winks at his son and chuckles at his innocence, but headstrong and stubborn as he gave out his son's share of inheritance. The boy left happily. He soon found the world out there was a zoo, a very tough one. And very soon he was penniless and without any friends whom he had treated so generously. He came to his senses and without any and composed a tidy little story to tell his father that he was sorry for what he had done. His father saw someone looks like his son on the road walking towards home, and he ran all the way to meet him. His father did not ask him any question or scold his filthy, tired, and hungry, miserable son. He was so overjoyed and just wanted him home safe. He threw a party and welcomed him home. The older brother did not join them. It was his place as an older son to be present with his father and welcomed their guest. The father went out and looked for him and had a long conversation with him. The story of Jesus is not a far-fetched one. In my years of ministry in parishes, I have encountered situations of elderly, widowed parents who had made her will or his will and made it known to the family. The child or children cannot wait for their sick aunt or elderly parent to die. Some children even refused essential care for their aging and sick parent at home. In fact, one of them said to me that he and his brothers planned to evict their elderly mother, who is in her 90s years old, from the house which he still lives in. And I said to him, "You're a loser. If I tell your mother what you just told me, I think she could easily change her will." Jesus uses a father, a Jew with position and status in the community. In Jesus' day, a respectable Jew would not run down a public street to meet a filthy, wayward son. But in Jesus' parable, the father did. Jesus wanted to show the Pharisees and scribes what God is. God would step out position and status unashamed, filled with pity, run to meet his child. The older son apparently did not know his wayward brother had returned. But when he heard it from a servant that a party was going on in the house for his brother, he was furious with both his father and his brother. He took for granted that he would inherit everything when his father dies, and without a brother around. He wanted them to see. Jesus wanted them to see the greed and the entitlement of a birthright called children of Abraham. The people of God inherit the kingdom. The father said, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours." Jesus pointed to the kind of attitude and readiness to condemn the other brother to the degree of a hostile relationship with his father, refused his plea for a joyful celebration, and deny mercy to his brother. The father must felt hurt deeply by his son's selfishness and greed. When he walked back to his house alone, what is the takeaway? It is repentance. How hard is it for us to identify with the older brother? It is easy to cultivate a self-righteous attitude. It is much easier to condemn others than share the love and mercy and kindness of God with them. The younger brother said to himself, "I will get up and go home to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.'" When he came home, his father did not question him or punish him, but pity him, for he had already suffered the consequences of his sin. It echoes Psalm 32, which we had recited some moments ago. The wayward person says, "When I refused to repent of my evil ways, my body wastes away, because my whole mind and soul and body are in a struggle all day and night, and I am just so tired by it. Then I acknowledge my sin to you, O God, and open up myself to you. Hide nothing from you, and you forgive the guilt of my sin." He felt his burden lighten, and then he counseled others to do so. "For when great waters overflows, when disasters there going on and coming towards you, the peril shall not reach you, for God watches over you and protects you." Jesus Christ points his audience to see the Pharisees and scribes as the obstacles, the blocks which stand in the way of welcoming the prodigal home. I thought of this parable a lot, and I saw it fits St. Peter's Church. St. Peter's Church suffers for quite a while, for the past 2-3 or more years, in some situation, unforeseeable. And then I walk in and say, "Here I am, and I could help, being retired." But as Jesus said, there, the older son stands in the way. The older son can be seen like the diocese, the religious institution, and the bishop, and other priests in power, the deanery, all stands in the way. "Wait a moment, you have to go through this step and that step, counseling, or just talking, and so delay you and your debt pile up." So here you are, St. Peter's Church, you're the prodigal that has come back alive, stands up and said, "I want to stand up and walk and be a parish again." Brave of you. Takes a lot of courage. Like the son, the younger son, took a lot of courage and said, "Yeah, I must go home. I want to go home. I know I will be welcomed." But here the older brother says, "Not so fast. You're a delinquent. You're bad. You left us. You took all this money and you went to spend with prostitutes." Nobody said prostitute, but the brother said, just assuming he wasted the money on that. But St. Peter did not waste your money. It's just that you didn't have any money to waste. And so it took courage to fight your way through and get on your feet. To God be glory and honor and praise, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.